Section 2. The Crusades.
If you were there. You belong to a noble family that has produced many great knights. One day, your uncle, the head of the family, tells you that the Pope has called on warriors to defend holy places in a faraway land. Your uncle is too old to fight, so it falls on you to answer the Pope's call to war. The journey will be long and dangerous. Still, you will see new places and possibly win glory for your family. How do you feel about joining this war?
Building background. In the early Middle Ages, few people traveled far from home. They spent most of their lives in a single village or farm. As time passed, however, Europeans learned of other people and places. Their contacts with some of these people were peaceful. With others, though, the contact was not peaceful. Wars broke out. The most famous of these wars were the Crusades. Crusaders invade the Holy Land. The Crusades were a long series of wars between Christians and Muslims in Southwest Asia. They were fought over control of Palestine, a region of Southwest Asia. Europeans called Palestine the Holy Land, because it was the region where Jesus had lived, preached, and died. Causes of the Crusades. For many years, Palestine had been in the hands of Muslims. In general, the Muslims did not bother Christians who visited the region. In the late 1000s, though, a group of Turkish Muslims entered the area and captured the city of Jerusalem. Pilgrims returning to Europe said that these Turks had attacked them in the Holy Land, which was no longer safe for Christians. Before long, the Turks began to raid the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantine Emperor, fearing an attack on Constantinople, asked Pope Urban II of the Roman Catholic Church for help. Although the Byzantines were Orthodox Christians and not Catholic, the Pope agreed to the request. The call to arms. Pope Urban called on Christians from all over Europe to retake the Holy Land from the Muslim Turks. He challenged Europe's kings and nobles to quit fighting among themselves and fight together against the Turks. In response, people joined the Pope's army by the thousands. Crusaders from all over Europe flocked to France to prepare for their long journey. They sewed crosses onto their clothing to show that they were fighting for God. In fact, the word crusade comes from the Latin for marked with a cross. As they marched off to war, the crusaders yelled their rallying cry, "God wills it." Why would people leave home to fight in a distant land? Some just hoped to save their souls or to do what they thought God wanted. They thought that God would look favorably on them for fighting his enemies. As one French abbot noted, "What a glory to return in victory from such a battle! If they are blessed who die in the Lord, how much more are they who die for the Lord?" St. Bernard of Clairvaux, from In Praise of the New Knighthood. Other crusaders wanted land and treasure. Still others were looking for something to do. Adventure called to them. The First Crusade. About 5,000 crusaders left Europe for the Holy Land in 1096. Some of the first ones to set out were peasants, not soldiers. On their way to the Holy Land, these peasant crusaders attacked Jews in Germany. They blamed the Jews for Jesus' death. Before they even reached the Holy Land, Turkish troops killed most of these untrained, poorly equipped peasants. The nobles and knights fared better. When they reached Jerusalem in 1099, they found the Muslim army disorganized and unready to fight. After about a month of fighting, the crusaders took Jerusalem. After the Europeans took Jerusalem, they set up 4 small kingdoms in the Holy Land. The rulers of these kingdoms created lord and vassal systems like they had known at home. They also began to trade with people back in Europe. Later Crusades fail. The kingdoms the Christians created in the Holy Land didn't last, though. Within 50 years, the Muslims had started taking land back from the Christians. In response, the Europeans launched more Crusades. The Second and Third Crusades. French and German kings set off in 1147 to retake land from the Muslims. This Second Crusade was a terrible failure. Poor planning and heavy losses on the journey to the Holy Land led to the Christians' total defeat. Ashamed, the Crusaders returned to Europe in less than a year. The Third Crusade began after the Muslims retook Jerusalem in 1189. The rulers of England, France, and the Holy Roman Empire led their armies to the Holy Land to fight for Jerusalem, but problems soon arose. The German king died, and the French king left. Only King Richard I of England stayed in the Holy Land. King Richard's main opponent in the Third Crusade was Saladin, the leader of the Muslim forces. Saladin was a brilliant leader. Even Crusaders respected his kindness toward fallen enemies. In turn, the Muslims admired Richard's bravery. For months, Richard and Saladin fought and negotiated. Richard captured a few towns and won protection for Christian pilgrims. In the end, however, he returned home with Jerusalem still in Muslim hands. The Fourth Crusade. In 1201, French knights arrived in Venice, ready to sail to the Holy Land to begin a Fourth Crusade. However, the knights didn't have money to pay for the voyage. For payment, the Venetians asked the knights to conquer Zara, a rival trade city. The knights agreed. Later, they also attacked Constantinople and carried off many treasures. The city that had been threatened by Muslims before the Crusades had been sacked by Christians. The end of the Crusades. Other Crusades followed, but none was successful. By 1291, the Muslim armies had taken back all of the Holy Land, and the Crusades had ended. Why did the Crusades fail? There were many reasons. The Crusaders had to travel huge distances just to reach the war. Many died along the way. Crusaders weren't prepared to fight in Palestine's desert climate. The Christians were outnumbered by their well-led and organized Muslim foes. Christian leaders fought among themselves and planned poorly. Whatever the reasons for their failure, the Crusades ended just as they had begun so many years before, with the Holy Land under Muslim control. Crusades change Europe. Although the Crusades failed, they changed Europe forever. Trade between Europe and Asia grew. Europeans who went to the Holy Land learned about products such as apricots, rice, and cotton cloth. Crusaders also brought ideas of Muslim thinkers to Europe. Politics in Europe also changed. Some kings increased their power because many nobles and knights had died in the Holy Land. These kings seized lands that were left without clear owners. During the later Crusades, kings also gained influence at the Pope's expense. The popes had wanted the church to be in charge of all the Crusades. Instead, rulers and nobles took control. The Crusades had lasting effects on relations among peoples as well. Because some Crusaders had attacked Jews, many Jews grew to distrust Christians. In addition, tension between the Byzantines and Western Christians increased, especially after Crusaders attacked Constantinople. The greatest changes occurred with Christian and Muslim relationships. Each group learned about the other's religion and culture. Sometimes this led to mutual respect. In general, though, the Crusaders saw Muslims as unbelievers who threatened innocent Christians. Most Muslims viewed the Crusaders as vicious invaders. Some historians think that the distrust that began during the Crusades still affects Christian and Muslim relationships today. Summary and preview. In this section, you learned how religious beliefs led to a series of wars. In the next section, you will learn about the role of religion in most people's daily lives in the Middle Ages. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.